The percentage of people living in poverty in far west Kentucky remains above the state average. And for the past 15 years, Angel's Attic Thrift Shop in Murray and the organizations it supports have worked to bring relief and services to those in need. Isabel Lavitz attended a recent anniversary event to learn more.
Sisters Kristen Farley and Lauren Couch were near the front of a line of people pouring into Angel's Attic Thrift Shop's parking lot for its recent 15th anniversary event.
Yeah, we're pretty regulars here. My four-year-old walks in and acts like he owns the store.
Yeah. So, and he always says hi to him.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. He loves to give hugs to everybody that volunteers and works here.
Yeah.
We are definitely here twice a week.
For Couch, visits to the store are a necessity. She's a college student. And she has two growing kids, so clothes don't last long.
We're a one-income family. My husband works, and I stay home with the two kids right now. So their clothing, the majority of it, comes from here because it's just so much easier. Kids go through clothes so quickly that it just doesn't make sense to go anywhere else.
Angel's Attic's frequent sales and rotating supply of furniture, clothes, books, and household items provide an accessible shopping alternative for people like Couch.
Last year alone, we helped over 350 families to the tune of about $13,000 in merchandise or valued merchandise.
Manager Mike Crooks says the store's mission is to support the Angels Community Clinic, which offers free dental, medical, and pharmacy services for working uninsured people. Proceeds contribute to 75% of the clinic's funding. The store recently added the Gentry House, an emergency homeless shelter in Callaway County, to their list of support organizations.
Needline, the school resource centers, community-based services, Red Cross.
Many of the people who shop at Angel's Attic also contribute to the shelves.
We're a greening company. We provide a place for people can discard items they no longer want. Instead of going in a landfill, it goes to a good cause.
Donating items they no longer need that someone else might find useful.
I would rather donate the things that I have and I'm getting rid of to somebody who's going to use it. Somebody who really needs it, and there's a lot of people out there who need it and are afraid to ask.
That was Jill Burgridge. She says she would be in a tight spot if not for the store.
I'm not one to afraid to ask.
Sales floor section leader Mandy Hamilton says the people she works with have helped her through some rough times over the years.
It's a reason to get up in the morning and be with my fellow employees and then volunteers and also the community. It's just been wonderful. It's just an adopted family, and it just means a lot, and it just helps overall in every aspect, I think, of life in general.
The reciprocal nature of Angel's Attic makes it possible for people whose options are limited by finances to receive the care they need at organizations like Angel's Community Clinic and the Gentry House. An estimated 23.1% of Callaway County's population, approximately 8,015 people, live below poverty level according to census data from 2015. Of that number, 1,470 are children living in an impoverished household. Stores like Angel's Attic can provide much-needed relief, where donations often end up in the hands of the people who most need them. For WKMS News, I'm Isabel Lavitz.